And we're back. Okay. Did you miss us? I know I missed me.
I guess Heaven's doing the intros now, which is not a bad thing. I mean, she can't do the
intros. It's my show too, bitch.
I understand that. Bitch. Why gotta be a bitch, though? I don't understand that.
I don't know, because they said so.
Who? Fuck are you talking?
Everyone. They all told me.
Welcome back to the podcast, Commas and Periods. I'm your host, Brenton.
And I'm your moan... What?
You don't...
I'm Heaven.
There you go. You're Heaven.
Brenton's dying. I'm taking over this podcast. It's just me from now on, everyone. You're welcome.
Yeah. Well, I guess depending on when this is going to post. You know what? Let's just jump right into it. Because I know we don't want to make this a political podcast. It's just supposed to be just for the fucks. You know, is that a term? Is that a thing just for the fucks?
No, I don't think so.
We're going to make it one tonight.
It's a thing now. That's going on a t-shirt.
For the fucks. Yeah, we got a lot of t-shirts coming out. We're going to have some merch out pretty soon. Yeah.
Get in the merch. Yeah.
If this gets enough, momentum, then.
5 likes. and we'll make merch.
We'll make some merch for you because we know you love this podcast.
I know I do.
Yeah, let's jump right into it right quick before we get into the silliness. Mm. For all the shit that's going down in America right now, with white nationalists and Ku Klux Klan members.
The KKK.
And all you other people that feel like I'm going to come out and bring oppression back. And hate. I guess it really never
spread
left.
Spread hate.
Yeah,
that's what
all that
that's
hate
what
and shit.
What's happening?
You're not
right
wanted
now.
In this country. Okay, I don't know where the fuck you came from.
Yeah,
but
you're the ones that could go back
to the mountains,
to wherever, to literally anywhere except yeah, here.
Except here,
because
where did they come from?
We're not here
place?
For that.
Like, yeah, you motherfuckers brought yourselves over here and gonna try to claim some land that's already somebody else's. Let's not get into this
but
shit right
it's,
now.
It's we all know, okay? You know, and we know, so.
Y'all some sorry motherfuckers.
Okay.
No, dead bitch. Ass. Dead ass. They sorry motherfuckers for trying to sit here and spread that shit all over again. We ain't trying to go back to them times. And guarantee, motherfuckers, listen to me. Okay? Guarantee. We ain't going back. We'll fuck your shit up before we let that shit happen again. Understood?
I'm not threatening anyone because I'm not here to spread hate.
I didn't say, oh, maybe I should stop.
I want us to all be happy and love each other and spread peace.
It's you can't though.
I know.
Racism is not.
That's rough. We have a long way
taught.
To go here in America.
We're not born to be racist. Okay.
No.
Racism is taught. So
stop teaching that shit.
Yeah, please stop teaching that shit. And I think that I would try my best to be cool about it, you know, if I was faced with it. But, you know, I might get to the point where I get so frustrated, I'm going to try to fuck your shit up. So please just don't approach me with that shit. Okay. Stay away from me. But, you know, what makes me nervous
what?
Is that now I don't know if I'm safe anymore, but I'm not going to live in fear.
I mean, I'm staying my ass in California. I was thinking about going to Mississippi for a while. And, yeah, that shit's not
happening.
Yeah,
your plans got changed.
Well, I'm staying right the fuck here.
I was on a bus coming home today, and I was on fucking Facebook, and Facebook's been blowing up lately with all this bullshit. But I was thinking, like, terrorism in America, and, like, more specifically, commuting on the bus to go to work, and how I didn't want music to be too loud in my ear, or I didn't want to go to sleep, and I'm fucking tired. And I didn't want to go to sleep just in case some shit pops off and I need to listen. Like, I need to hear to be able to move. Because if my ass is asleep
yeah.
and a motherfucker acting up on the bus with music blasting in my ear, like, I'm just chilling
know.
While everybody else is panicking.
I actually know? Think about that quite often.
It's fucking terrifying, but I can't help it. Like, I need some fucking sleep. And I'm not trying to be like that's just not going to happen in California. It's just going to happen. It can happen anywhere.
Well, nah. It could very well happen in California. Like, yeah. I was on the bus, or not the bus, I was on the train on my way to work. Actually, I was on my way home from work, and there was some guy on the train. I was facing forward, and he was behind me, and he got on the train, and I just started hearing yelling over my music, like Brenton, because I have my music on blast, and I was like, what the freak is happening, right? So I paused my music, and I just hear this person yelling craziness, like, oh, all black people are niggers and they need to all go. Sorry, I don't mean to use the N-word, but they need to go back to where they came from. And the only thing they're good for is, I don't even remember what he said, but he was like, they're all shit. That's why they're the color of shit. And it was just terrifying, actually. I was like, oh, my God, I'm about to die right now on this train because I am black. So I was like, he's talking about me. And I was just like, oh, this is the end. This is when it happens. This is where it's going down. I'm about to lose my life right here on the train. And yeah, he was just going in on all the slurs. And I was like, wow. And so I was preparing myself, you know, I was like, okay, I'm gonna get off the train right now. Oh, and the next stop came and he got off and I was like, oh, thank God. And you know what, you know what's crazy is there was like 18 people on the car with me, and except for me and a little Asian girl, everyone else was white, and white males, like older males too, and none of them said anything.
Cowards.
Definitely
cowards.
So,
well, that was, or they could have been just as scared as you were,
or they were agreeing with him and they were like, shit, yeah, fuck you. Fucking niggers.
So, not good for nothing.
Yeah,
taking up space on a bus.
So do your part, stand up for people.
Yeah,
if you see an injustice, do something about it.
If you stand up and talk, possibly then you got another person stand up and talk and it's like, oh, he was bold enough to do it, I'm gonna do it too.
Exactly.
So, yeah, stand up and defend.
Be the change we need in this world.
Yeah. Gandhi. Did Gandhi say that?
I don't know.
I think he did. But, yeah. All right. So, that was some serious shit that we wanted to get off our chest right quick because it's been bugging me for a couple of days. And whatever the case is. But, yeah. One thing I did want to address. I have something that we can talk about that I... It's really weird, I guess, but that baby is wilding out right now.
She's losing her shit.
Yes. So, Rain,
bring your ass home. Well, she can't. You won't hear this in time, but for future reference,
your baby be crying when you ain't here. Bring your ass home.
So stop leaving her.
Speaking of kids, bad kids in public.
Oh, there's so many of them.
Yo, I wanted to smack up some kids. I don't really want to smack kids. That was just a frame of reference. But,
I don't know. Go ahead.
There would be some bad kids in public. Mm. And I don't want to go up to the parent and say anything to them. And I think I feel like if I say anything to the kid, then the mom's going to be like, don't tell me how to raise... Parents, not mom specifically. Don't tell me how to raise my child. I'm like, well, you get your child under control. Anybody got to come over here and say anything? Then again, I just want to go over and like, your mama is talking to you or your parents is talking to you. You best to respect them. Because obviously the parents aren't demanding the respect themselves.
And they should be.
And should it be a thing of demanding respect from your kids? Or should you be teaching kids?
Yeah, your kids should just be respecting you.
Yeah. What the hell is the craze with kids trying to go wilding out and crazy on their parents?
I think people are just being too lenient. Listen, when I was a kid, if I was being disrespectful, not even if I was being disrespectful, if my parents felt like I was being disrespectful, and for me, I guess I was a mouthy kid, so like I would say stuff, and I was sarcastic, so I would say things, and they'd be like, what the f*** did you just say? And I would get my ass beat.
Yeah, I couldn't even get that close.
Yeah.
I'd be like my parents... Call nobody out, but
providers,
like, they'd be yelling at me or whatever, and like, go to your room or whatever they say. And I'd be walking to my room, like, mad as hell, wanting to say some shit back into their face, but then I say it under my breath, all quiet, thinking that they can't hear me. And what you say?
They definitely,
I said nothing, and then go back and like, sick of this shit. I think we've all been there.
I think so.
But some of us are bold enough to say that shit to our parents' face. Like, fuck you, Becky.
Yeah. I'm like, my jaw's on the ground every time I hear, like, if I was at one of my friend's house and they had that kind of relationship with their parents, I'd be like, oh my God, they're about to die right now. And then like the parent would do nothing and I would be so confused. But I never had the nerve to be like, I'm going to try that on my mom because I knew better.
Yeah, nah. It's like, parents, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Let me take you over to my house so my parents show you how to really be a parent. Yeah. And I would, yes, I did get whoopings. I'll admit, I got whoopings. Mm-hmm. I think that they were good. They teach you some shit.
I think, you know, people are like so afraid to like, I don't want to use the word punish, but like discipline their kids.
Yeah.
When they're doing something because they're like, oh, they're going to get taken away. But like, there's nothing wrong. Like if you're beating your child, okay, if you're leaving marks, okay, that's a different story. But like my mom, she would like pop us one time or I don't know, you know, depends.
Yeah.
It depends on what we're doing. She'd be like, you get a 5. And I'd be like, okay, I'm sorry. What can I do to take that number down?
Yeah.
And, you know,
we would get pinched sometimes too. Like if Bun didn't want
to. Like behind the arm, the back of the arm. The back of the arm or the earlobe.
Yeah. Or that look. You know you're in trouble. You get that look. Oh, I hated parent teacher conferences. Oh, because I knew when I got home, I was getting my ass beat.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I wasn't so much a bad kid. It was just like, I didn't try hard enough. Like, I didn't feel the need to. I'm like, fuck it. School.
It is like, what it is.
I didn't really think about it being a big deal until like senior year happened. I'm like, fuck college. I'd have messed up all 3 years. Like the fuck, what am I going to do now? But yeah, those were not fun parent teacher conferences. I remember this one time where I had to change my grade. God damn. What the hell?
She's going all the way off.
Sorry. Faith upstairs yelling like she being abused. She's not. I was just making a statement, that's all. Anyways, yeah, so bad kids in public. Parents, get your kids under control. Tired of seeing them going crazy, wilding out, okay? Jumping all over shit, yelling in the store, grabbing shit that you don't want them to have, and you taking it from them, and they just hitting you and shit with it, or hitting you generally. Like, what the fuck your kid doing hitting you? You should be hitting them, okay? And not abusing them, but, like, discipline. Like,
yeah.
Smack your kids up sometime.
You pop them in the mouth.
Sock them in the arm, you know?
Okay, well, I don't know about socking them.
Well, don't sock them. Dads, don't sock your kids. And buff moms, please. don't sock your kids, okay?
No one sock your kids. Just give them a little pop on the behind.
Or that's gonna be enough.
Or the hand. Or the mouth. Like, if they get smart, my mom would pop us in the mouth.
Yeah, take their shit away from them. Like, don't be letting them play games. Like, what the hell? Nah. Shit, I had to work to get my shit back. Maya took my Game Boy away. Like, I tried to kiss her ass literally to get my shit back because I wanted it that bad. I do all the chores in the house. I fold the clothes.
We didn't wash get those dishes, opportunities.
All that shit just so I can get that shit back. Today, it just seemed like, okay, Connor, you can't play your PlayStation. Fuck you, Mom.
I'm playing my PlayStation.
Just don't give a shit.
You think you're about to stop me, bitch? Nah.
You're not going out tonight.
I'm going to play it right now, actually.
Like, you're not going out tonight. Door closes. But Connor ain't listening.
And then Connor's gone.
Yeah.
Connor went out that window, girl.
Yeah, Charlie Baker don't care.
Oh, those Charlie Bakers.
Yo, speaking of, I saw one of the cousins today. I meant to send you a picture.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'll send it to you right now. Which cousin? Can see it. I don't know if I should put his name out there because we already put one out there. I'm not going to put another. Where's your... There you are. Sending having a picture right now so she can see this. Because at first, I saw the picture and it said the whole group. They were there for like an anniversary thing.
Yeah.
And I looked at the photo because I was looking for one kid specifically.
Oh, that
and I was like,
fecker.
Where the fuck is he? And then I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he's like a grown man now. It makes me uncomfortable.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Not the older one.
No, I know.
Okay, yeah. All right.
But anyways, yeah, so I'm not condoning child abuse in any way, form, or fashion.
You're not condoning
it. I'm not condoning it. Like, I don't agree with
it. You are condoning child abuse. You said you're not
condoning it. I'm not condoning it. Yes, condoning means you're permissing it. You're thinking it's okay. I'm not doing that. Child abuse is not okay.
I thought when you condone something, that means you say it's not okay.
No.
Oh, you're right. I'm not condoning it. My bad.
I know that I'm right.
My bad. I'm tired, yo, okay? Yeah.
It's barely 9 o'clock.
Yeah, but I this is my first week back to work.
Oh, yeah. Brenton took off.
Stop talking.
He had back problems.
Yes. Seriously, though, yeah, I was not feeling well, so I had back problems, and I was an emotional wreck, and, you know, life is hard.
Life is hard.
Yeah, white. I almost said the P word with it. Let's pass. Let's pass on that. here's the problem that I have, though, because when I do come back from work, lately it ain't been dark, because I guess daylight savings or whatever the case is. I get to my car about like 6:30, maybe 7 o'clock, but the sun's still out. But before, like tomorrow, because I'm doing overtime, why the fuck in California, at least, guarantee it happens in other states too, are we driving with our lights off
at night?
Yeah, it's so dangerous. We need to chill on that shit.
I see it occasionally, but, like, you know, it'll be like one person, so you flash them and then they're like, oh, thanks.
Some
and
of them don't even fucking on. Still, they still don't do it.
Oh yeah, I've never come across that.
I've literally had one person.
When you run them off the road.
I started chasing them down in my car and was like flashing the shit out. I'm like, flash, flash, they're flash. They're
probably scared as
fuck. I'm trying to save lives here, okay? And then I start yelling out my window, turn your lights on. And they're like, they're just focusing on the road. They're like, they're I don't scared. Know what the fuck is they're going like, on right
about
now.
About to murder me right
like,
now.
Turn your fucking lights on. Like, it got to that point, and they just sped up and just kept going. And I'm like, what the fuck? Well, like, I'm trying to help you.
That'll be their ticket.
Yeah, it will. Or their it'll accident. Also be death, yeah. You know? Like, that shit is really unnecessary.
Yeah.
I guess, because the car that I just got recently doesn't have automatic lights.
Yeah, I know. I also have that car.
But I figured, like, newer model, it is a newer model car, too. But, like, the Jeep had automatic lights.
Yeah.
That I had. And that was an 08 model. Why isn't that a standard thing on all cars?
Honestly, it really should be. I'll just say the kind of car we have. We both have Hyundai Elantra. Hyundai?
Yeah.
Hyundai, whatever. However Hyundai? You say it.
Hyundai.
Okay. We have Elantras. And
Hyundai.
And
Hyundai.
They don't have. Mine's a 2013. Yours is 2017.
17, yeah.
And neither of them have like automatic lights.
We got to flip that fucking switch. I don't mind flipping the switch.
I leave mine on all the time. Yeah. Like, I don't turn it off.
I started doing that too. It doesn't drain the battery or anything.
Yeah.
And what the fuck is the point of the
car turns off and you lock it, it turns all the stuff off.
What the fuck is the point of the daytime running lights? Like, it's like lights at the bottom of the fucking car that are barely visible.
Yeah.
But I guess.
For when it's daytime and you want to be able to see.
Why not just fucking have my lights come, like, be on all the time?
Yeah, honestly, I don't know.
Fucking doesn't make any goddamn sense. Stupid. It would save a lot more lives. Hyundai. If you, Hyundai, whatever the fuck the company's name is. It would save a lot of lives if you just put that shit standard on all the cars. Like, I should have to pay extra money to get that shit put on my car. That was fucking stupid.
That's true.
And automatic windows, like, I don't know in your car, but in the car that I have, the 17 model, it only rolls down automatically. Like, I could push the button and it goes down all the way by itself.
Yeah.
I got to hold the fucking shit to roll it all the way up.
That's weird.
Is yours automatic for up?
Only on the driver's side, actually.
Yeah, only on the driver's side. But okay. I don't know if they do it to all the windows anymore.
I don't think. I've only been in one other car that has it on, like, the passenger side and the driver's side. And my mom and dad's Suburban.
Huh.
But other than that, as far as I know, it's usually just the driver's side.
Automatic on the driver's door or automatic on both doors?
Automatic in my mom and dad's car?
Yeah.
It's on both doors.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's annoying, actually.
That'd be a nice feature to have in all cars, though.
I mean, it just annoys me, actually. Like, I don't like the automatic thing because, like, when you're pushing it down and then you, like, you just want to crack your window, but the whole shit goes down. It goes down all the way and you're like, freak. So you try to roll it up a little and it goes up all the way. Yeah. So it's just, you got to barely caress it to do what you want it to do.
And it's not that big of a deal. Like, first world problems. But, like, I be trying to focus on the goddamn road. Mm. I got two hands, okay? I don't want to spend forever trying to roll down the goddamn window or roll that shit back up. Like, come on. A quick, like, automatic roll-up would have been nice to have on a goddamn car.
I keep my
car.
Windows up all the time. I just have the air conditioning on 100% of the time because it just makes my life easier, I think.
Easier how?
Well, I know, I'm on the freeway, I don't like the windows down because I don't. It hurts my ears.
And I know you do that because it, supposedly it saves gas having your air conditioner running instead of your windows down.
Yeah, it makes your car more aerodynamic.
Okay.
I saw it on MythBusters. So.
Oh, okay. Well, then I believe it then.
Yeah.
Yeah. MythBusters. MythBusters is the shit.
It is.
Everything that they do on that show, legit. Yeah. 100%.
Marry me, Adam.
Okay, let's chill. let's get to didn't you want to talk about Instagram's algorithm?
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Because that shit is annoying.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you all remember. I'm sure you do because you mostly, I'm sure everyone has Instagram. If you're listening to this, you better have Instagram because otherwise, what are you doing with your life? Listening to
Instagram
podcasts,
is not
but
that
not
great.
Instagramming.
Yeah, Instagram is not that great.
Add me on Snapchat. Anyways. Hello?
Yeah, put it out there for them to actually, it'll be in the description below.
Yeah.
Should we do that?
Add what?
Like, should we just make a whole new like Instagram for not Instagram, but like social medias for this, or should we put out our personal social media?
My personal is the Heavenly Anne.
Okay,
on
so
literally
I guess
we'll
pronounce
everything.
Personal social medias,
except for Twitter. Twitter is just Heavenly Anne. Anyways, so a few months back, before Instagram changed their
algorithm.
Way they do things,
yeah.
It was just whatever the newest picture was, that is what it was on top, and it would just go in chronological order from there.
Hold on. Do you think it was during the merge or the buyout from Facebook?
No,
and that
I feel
Facebook
like
is just adapting what they use on Facebook to Instagram?
That was annoying when they did it on Facebook, too.
They still, yeah, that was. And that shit throws me off so much.
Yeah, because,
like,
okay.
I don't want to see shit from 2 weeks ago.
Or 3 years ago or whatever.
We use these social networks to see updated information on our friends and family. Yeah. And you showing me a shit from a month ago doesn't do shit for me. Like, I don't need to see that old picture.
So many people were against it. So, especially with Instagram, like, I literally, every other post was like, oh, this is so annoying. I can't believe they're going to do this. Why are they going to change this? And for a while, they didn't. And I was like, oh, good. They're not going to do it. They're smart. And then one day, I updated the app on accident because I kept telling myself I'm not going to update because I don't want to mess this up because I did the same thing with Vine.
Yeah.
I refused to update it.
I was so heated when that shit happened.
When you accidentally updated it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My God. I was so mad. I wanted to throw my phone against the wall because I did not want to use Vine camera. What the fuck?
Yeah,
no,
you can't
man.
Even watch Vine. Like, literally, Vine was my time to myself when I was.
I thought you were
so gonna
say
bored.
Your jam. Like, you was.
It was my jam. Vine was my jammy jam. But anyways, so back to Instagram. So all of these people were complaining about the fact that they were going to be changing the way that pictures show up, and they were changing their algorithm, and basically. I don't even know how the algorithm works because it's not like most popular because I see things that like have like 2 likes and then it'll be something that has like 300 likes. So I honestly, I have no idea.
What was I here talking about earlier?
Yeah, that's why I'm like, he's saying like because he has so many followers, but he hasn't posted in a long time. It puts his picture further down.
Yeah,
but
that
I'm
made
like,
no goddamn
that
sense.
That doesn't even make sense. I feel like if you haven't posted in a long time and you have a lot of followers, you should be getting further up.
Yeah.
So that people will be like, oh, yeah, I remember. Whatever.
But obviously, I guess we ain't shit because when he took.
Yeah, I don't.
We opened up Instagram.
I'd be looking at Instagram and I'd be like, where's my picture? Scroll for 5 hours. I just posted it 2 seconds ago.
That shit happened to me on Facebook. Like, I would make a post and I refresh the feed and I don't see my post. I'm like, what the fuck? I know I posted it. So yeah. I go to my profile and I see it on mine because obviously. But you go back to the timeline, and it's like, what the fuck? Where did my shit go?
Yeah, so I don't even bother scrolling. Like, I think I will go on Instagram especially. I think I'll go maybe to, like, the 15th picture before I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'm over it. I'm not scrolling anymore. So I'm sorry if I'm missing your pictures. Not that you
it's
care
not our fault. It's Instagram. It's Facebook's fault. Blame fucking Facebook.
Blame Facebook.
Blame Facebook. Thanks,
we're
Obama.
Putting that on a shirt.
I really miss that dude.
I know. Don't talk to me about Obama.
Yeah,
right now.
We're not
going to
talk about Obama because he's a man.
But yeah.
Excuse me.
That it's crazy.
All right, so I found this thing when I was on the bus today. Yeah. I think Emin's about to come in the house.
Yes. Right. I know, I feel like maybe, do we pause this? Come back in a second?
Do you want to?
Yeah, let's pause it.
All right. Sorry about that. Took a little break, but we're back.
We're back.
Actually, it's not going to be a little break. You're going to, you like, it's going to immediately start right after. So.
Yes. There's not. There. What break?
Yeah. What? What?
That was crazy.
There was a break? Wow. What? What that break? Was, what?
That was so funny.
All right. Let's stop being crazy. Let's go. Let's get to that. To what I found on the bus today.
Oh, yeah.
It was 23 things Americans don't realize are weird. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is found on BuzzFeed.
I think I saw that.
Did you?
Article. I didn't read it. I read one thing and I was like,
you're over it.
What?
All right. So the first thing is air conditioning everywhere, pumped to the max.
Yeah.
It says, don't get me wrong. When it's 108 degrees outside, AC is a real blessing, and I wouldn't survive a summer in New York City without it. But do we really have to go from sweltering heat literally to literally 40 degrees indoors? Can't we find some middle nice ground between sweating our asses off and having ourselves wrapped in blankets to make it through the day?
You know what's crazy?
At the office.
You know what's crazy is that, like, even on the train, it's so cold.
Yeah.
And, during the winter time, like, it would be, like, 50 degrees outside and, like, 12 inside the train.
I kid you not.
I would look forward to getting out.
Getting out the train. That's the bus that I take. Fucking, if you don't got a jacket,
yeah,
you're going to freeze to death. I swear, people be on the bus.
Seriously.
And they, like, they blast that shit in the morning. It's like, it's already fucking cold in the morning. Right, exactly. Don't be blasting this shit. Take this shit. Turn this shit off.
Put it on a heater,
but then
bro.
Again, you know, I ain't trying to complain because that shit get hot.
And I think they're doing it to make sure, like, it doesn't start stinking in there, from all the hot, sweaty bodies, like, pressed all together.
They honestly, though, they need a medium. Like,
yeah. Yeah, it feels like that sometimes.
Amistad?
You know, 65, but 72.
I honestly don't think that they have like a temperature gauge. It's just like off or on.
Yeah.
So seriously. So hey, whoever's manufacturing these buses and trains,
do better.
What the fuck y'all doing, man? Give them options. Like, I don't know.
Oh,
like,
is it 40? 12 degrees outside already? Should we maybe make it a little warmer inside the train?
A little too goddamn hot. But yeah, and at home, like, come on now, don't cause a blackout.
Yeah, you know? you're
actually 80. No, fuck that. I like to sleep with the temperature on 76. Okay, I think that's cool. Right now, at least, because in the house it's not as hot at night.
Yeah,
but during the day, I drop that shit to.
Well, yeah, we keep it 74? At 77 or 78.
78 is what you're supposed to keep it at.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so number two was all the commercial breaks on TV. Mm-hmm. Literally, every 5 minutes,
that shit is annoying.
There are so many commercial breaks on network television that are like 40 minutes an episode. It ends up lasting for a fucking hour. That's the third of the time that you spent watching stupid commercials. Mm-hmm. A third of that time is you spent watching commercials. Yeah, I don't know why.
Save the commercials for the Super Bowl, okay?
There you go. There you go.
That's when I like to watch commercials. Other than that, I pre-record everything. I fast forward through those commercials. Okay? I don't watch anything live. And literally, when I am watching stuff live and commercials are playing, I'm like pulling my hair out.
Or you just walk away.
Or I get up and go somewhere else.
We ain't interested in your shit. So stop with the commercials.
And usually the commercials are about, I think the next one is the fact that the commercials are about, like, prescription drugs.
Yeah, that's what's one of them. Yeah, fucking weird ass prescription drugs.
And it's like, it'll be like, are you having heart palpitations? Yeah. Take this medication.
It may give you diarrhea.
It also might give you heart palpitations.
You might even die.
Like, oh, okay. For sure, I want that then.
Another thing is, that's why people pirate shit online, because they don't want to see your goddamn commercials. So y'all need to chill, America. All right.
Yeah, watch it on demand, DVR it, and fast forward the
commercials. Even on demand, they have commercials.
Yeah,
that shit's annoying as fuck, and you can't skip it.
ABC and ABC and ABC Family, they're theirs.
Yeah,
and I think maybe like NBC. If you watch it on demand, there's commercials, and it tells you that you can't fast forward it.
Yeah,
most of the other channels, they'll let you fast forward.
This is why we love Netflix. Netflix, you're doing the good shit. You're doing a good job. number three is huge gaps in the toilet doors.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
In the public restrooms. Why?
Apparently in other countries, it's like a room that you go into. Like,
really?
It's completely sealed off.
This person tweeted and said, also, well, I guess they were talking about the doors.
Yeah.
This is also due to there being or there not being occupied notices on the toilet doors. Mm-hmm. They instead make that big ass gap. Why didn't they just?
I don't think that's why they did it. I think that person was joking. But
yeah, I guess I don't know jokes when I see one. But it doesn't make any sense that there's no that they have to have the gaps in the first place.
No, yeah,
it's gonna be creeps. It's
crazy. No, seriously, but yeah, I read that in other countries, like it's like a full on room, like the door goes from the top to the bottom.
America,
and there's no gaps underneath on the sides. Or above.
It was the white supremacists that did this. They wanted to see who was in their toilets.
Room. Yeah. Make sure there were no slaves hiding inside the bathroom.
Somebody put here, privacy is overrated anyway. that's kind of gross. This one said, number four is the obsession with icy cold water.
Okay.
So the longer I stay in the this person wrote, the longer I stay in the U.S., the more I actually like icy cold water. It's definitely nice and refreshing in the summer, but restaurants serve glasses filled with ice cubes to the brim in the middle of January. Do we really need to feel even colder when it's freezing outside? Also, does no one have sensitive teeth in this country?
I think that's where I stopped reading this, because I was like, no, they don't drink cold water other places. that's an us thing.
Well, I started ordering my drinks without ice.
Without ice.
One, it's kind of gross. Don't know where the ice came from.
Yeah.
And two, I don't need my water icy cold, like shattering my teeth.
I mean,
if you
think about it, though, because most places their ice machine is made with the tap water. So if you're drinking the water, then you're drinking the ice.
Yeah, but still, icy cold water, it ain't all that necessary. Stop filling a cup up with so much ice.
I appreciate it.
For actually. What? It doesn't do anything.
I don't know. Something about icy water. Like, I can't drink water without ice, because I'll be like, this is nasty. It doesn't even taste good. The ice, it kills that watery taste, I guess. I don't know.
Number five is a thing you call French bread, which actually is not French bread. She says it here. This is not French bread.
It's just a big,
this is an insult to France and to all breads.
Bread loaf.
What is wrong with America trying to take everybody else's culture?
That's our thing. That's what we do.
Number six is having 100 flavors of everything. And in this photo that they're showing, it's just a shitload of Oreos. It's from mint to cinnamon to red velvet to peanut butter to double stuffed to thin mints. To birthday cake, to the 4th of July. It's just a ridiculous amount of flavors for no reason.
No, honestly, Oreos needs the chill.
Yeah, they're messing it up. Man, just give us the originals. Like, we like the originals.
Some things I appreciate flavors in.
It's kind of like Lay's. Like, why are y'all doing all this extra shit with all these chips?
So I really, really want to try the chicken and waffles flavor. But I've been told by so many people that it's garbage.
And you still want to try them?
I still want to try them.
Wow. I don't understand that. You're going to throw up immediately. Just the smell of it, probably. And it probably ain't even worth it, because you're going to get like five chips in the bag.
The only reason I haven't purchased, because they only sell it in like the big family size bag. And I'm like, I'm not going to spend $4 and chips.
And for an empty bag. Because even though it's a big bag, it's just...
It's mostly air.
For more space.
85%.
Number seven is flags everywhere. Just in case you weren't sure what country you're in. What's wrong? What's up with America being obsessed with flags?
I think other places are obsessed with their flags now.
Not as much as America is. We got a pride issue.
Yeah, we do.
In this country.
I mean, as long as it's the American flag, though, and not the Confederate flag, I'm like, okay with
it. Yeah, we're all good. Although, there are some... I read a post on Facebook today that was like, this dude was... He was actually nervous when he saw a big truck driving on the highway with a big-ass American flag in the back.
Yeah,
he didn't know whether it was like showing your pride or it was fear.
No, that's true.
You can never tell nowadays.
I have a question, though. Speaking of the American flag, mm-hmm. the Pledge of Allegiance, right? You know, so, like, everyone, this country is based on, supposedly based on Christian values and whatever.
Yeah.
And in the Bible, it tells you, you can correct me because I don't know, like,
don't
words.
I ain't a preacher.
Not to praise any other
any other idols?
Yeah. But, like,
except for God.
Right, and
but
so
we idolize a flag.
But the flag so hard, like they pledge allegiance to a flag.
No, I didn't think about that.
Literally, the first line, I pledge allegiance to.
It's funny because we used to you said pledge of allegiance in private school.
We used to say it in elementary, and I think like up to sixth grade, and then I don't remember saying it ever again.
Didn't say it at all. I said the pledge of allegiance to the rag.
We weren't allowed to say it.
Like,
I mean, me.
Not
my
I wasn't when I say I was saying pledge allegiance to the rag. I wasn't dissing the flag.
Yeah,
it was pledge allegiance to the rag, the United West Side Connection.
You're annoying.
And to the W for which it stands, one gangster. Well, I don't know the rest, but that's what I would do in elementary school.
We didn't say it in our family. We kind of just stood there while everyone else said it, and people would be like, "Why are you saying it?" And I'd be like, "It's against my religion."
Kaepernick.
My dad would literally tell us that.
You guys are being the Kaepernickers.
Yep, before Kaepernick did it.
Before Kaepernick did it.
We made it cool before Kaepernick did it.
Number 8 is not having the tax included on the price tag, which I really don't understand why they just can't give that to us straight up.
Yeah, honestly. Actually, because I go places where the like tax is included in the price, and I'll be like, oh, that's amazing.
Where?
I don't have to guess. Like food places, I think like... Coffee Bean, I think.
Huh, I don't go to Coffee Bean.
There's a few places I've been and the price was the tax was included in the price. And
oh, nice.
Like, that's awesome. Takes the guesswork out of all
How
of
was
this.
It in New York?
I didn't buy a lot of stuff when I was there.
You bought the shot glasses.
I did buy the shot glasses and there was tax for those, yes.
Include the in the price and
no,
include
no,
it?
No.
Oh, gave it to you after?
Separate, yeah.
I don't understand that. Stores. How about y'all make a change?
Do
include
better.
The tax on the tag so we can see it. Like that would be nice. You know, we want to round off every single dollar. Add it up before we get to the check stand.
So I don't have to, okay? Because the price or the tax is different in freaking every county.
Yeah, in California. I don't know if it's like that in other states, but this is
like
actually pretty good too, because number 9 is laws changing from state to state. In one state, you can make a right on a red light.
I was like, are you
but
talking with
not
an accent?
In another state. And in some, consumer fireworks are banned, while in others, they're okay. How do you keep up with all that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
it's
don't
kind
go
of ridiculous.
To the other states.
Stay within your state and your county.
Yeah.
You won't have a problem.
And then you're good. You're solid.
Because that's forever. How it was in Covina, right? You could pop fireworks in Covina, but you couldn't in Azusa.
In Azusa, you can. In Covina, you can't.
And they were literally like neck
and
neck.
In West Covina, you could. So it was like...
So in the surrounding cities of Covina...
Yeah.
You can pop fireworks, but not
in
Covina. And Covina is a really small city.
They were trying to do like Newport. They were trying to protect the air quality.
In the tiny ass little area?
If anyone's been to the Balboa bonfire pits, does it annoy anyone else that they have the green ones that you can only put charcoal in and then they have the white ones that you can put wood in?
Yeah.
But it says like,
oh,
we're doing it to protect the air quality, but they're right next to each other. So
yeah.
It's like.
And two. Breathing in that coal smoke was not chill.
Yeah. I feel like, how is that better than wood?
Maybe we were doing it wrong. Maybe you're not supposed to have a bonfire there.
Maybe you're just supposed to cook in it.
I guess. There's no grill on top of it. So what are you supposed to do?
Right.
Buy a big enough grill thing to fit on top of the bonfire pit. Like, that was stupid. Air quality.
Yeah.
Number 10 is ads for lawyers and doctors. And this image has it on the bus. It says, just my opinion, but you probably shouldn't get the name of your new dermatologist from a Subway.
I don't know. I feel like that doesn't bother me. But maybe if I was from another country and I came here, I'd be like, what? That's weird. But I've grown up seeing it. So
yeah, I have no thoughts on it.
Yeah. I'm just like, that's a thing. Yeah.
This must have been somebody from a different country that wrote this. Number 11 says the size of your highways. They're basically twice as big as ours in Europe.
Yeah, they're kind of ridiculous.
Well, we have a lot more people in our country, I believe.
I mean, we don't have more people in our country than like
There's a lot more cars on the road.
Asian countries.
Yeah, but I'm not complaining. Are not, well, this isn't them talking about the United States. It's Europe. But I don't think I want to sit on a road with one lane either. Yeah. Because shit is in Europe.
Honestly, like driving to literally anywhere where it's like a two-lane highway, I'd be like, mm-mm.
Yeah, we need I'm going to find get another up road. Off this. I don't like going down one-way. I don't like going down streets that are narrow. Like, fuck that.
Not about it.
I like my California highways. I love having five lanes to choose from and a carpool lane.
And half the time, all of the lanes are crowded anyway. So we need bigger highways.
We need more. We need more. Number 12 is your fucking unit system. Because the United States
is the only one.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Everywhere else in the entire world uses the metric system. And
what was the reasoning?
We use the imperial system.
Just wanted to be complicated.
Because we're the United States.
We're supposed to be better than everybody else.
Right.
I don't fucking understand.
So everyone else, get on our imperial system.
Yeah, you're making our lives difficult, government. Like when we go to other countries and shit.
I can't go places,
you know?
And do correct mileage because they use kilometers. And I don't know the temperature outside because they use Celsius. And they'll be like, it's 32 degrees. It's so hot. And I'll be like, what? What do you mean?
Thank God for Siri.
Seriously.
Know? Siri just do that shit for us. Yeah, now we're back at what we were talking about with the TV.
Yeah.
Commercials for prescription drugs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. These ads are literally 2% commercial and 98% obligatory listings of all the possible side effects. Why even bother?
No,
it doesn't
seriously.
Make any sense.
Like that one. I can't remember the name of the drug, but like it's for depression. And at the end, they're like, may cause depression. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
I'm taking a drug for depression. It's going to cause me more depression?
Explain. I don't understand my reasoning for taking this now. Like,
it's like it's bad enough it's going to destroy your liver, but it's going to put you further in depression, possibly give you diarrhea. You could have a brain hemorrage.
It's going to kill you. You're going to die.
Your spleen can come out your ass. You know, all this shit. Your eyeballs will go red. You'll vomit.
It's pretty freaking bad, honestly.
Medication is ridiculous. Medication's overrated. Don't take it. Just die happy. Number 14 says waiters asking you if everything is okay all the time.
I enjoy it. I like when my waiters ask me if I'm okay.
This person put, if it's not okay, then I'll let you know. Like, this apparently in France, they like their waiters indifferent and borderline rude. Like, you can literally be choking in front of them and they wouldn't pay you any attention. Nah, that's not how we do it in America. Yeah. We got good customer service skills out here.
I want them to. If they don't come to my table every 2 minutes,
then they don't get
I'm
a
like,
good tip.
What the?
Yeah,
I've been sitting here waiting.
To be honest, that's what we do. If we're at the table, like I drink all my fucking water. I'm expecting you to come back to my table and be like, "Hey, is everything okay?" Or come back to my table with a canister of water, maybe not a canister, but a pitcher of water ready to pour in my cup. And that's how you get your tip.
That is how you get your
And it grows the more you come to the table. Because that means you constantly checking on us.
True.
But if you like do extras and shit, like you'd be doing way too much coming over to check. Like you just checked us and 2 minutes later you come back to check us again. Then we're going to start taking away your tip. So, I mean, we want you to come, but not
but
all the time.
But don't come too often, okay?
Don't abuse it. Okay? Don't abuse it. Okay?
Because now I feel pressured. I feel like you're wanting too much.
You're being a goddamn overachiever, okay? Chill. You weigh in tables.
Your tip's not going to get better. There's a cap, okay?
You're not weighing tables. Like I said weighing. With your waiting tables. number 15 is pharmacies where you can fill up on beer and cigarettes along with your prescribed medication.
About it. I'm about that.
When I saw this, I was like, you know what? They onto something, and our system out here is ass backwards.
Well, I mean, I'm about it.
How you going? We'll solve your alcoholism.
I need to get my prescription drugs for depression.
Get
and
your
also
nicotine
my
patches
alcohol for
and
depression.
Your cigarettes. The hell, America, making us look bad. CVS does not sell cigarettes. They stopped selling cigarettes.
Yeah, a lot of places I feel like have stopped selling cigarettes, or they don't have them where you like. Just know that they sell them because I remember going to grocery stores and it was like the cigarettes all of them right there.
I don't see it anymore. You're right. You're right. Yeah.
If they are selling
all the
them,
cigarettes on
hiding.
Display. Yeah, that's fucking ridiculous. think what store has them? I went to the Pavilions. We went to the beach.
And they had them.
When I went to Return the Wood, some guys came to the register and was like, can I have a pack of blah, 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 blah? And she found them. She gave them to them. number 16 is the size of our cars. Why does everything have to be so big in this place? I've seen some cars that are fucking ridiculously big, but I don't think I have too much of a problem with that.
Me either. Honestly,
sometimes like we need big cars. Big we car. Got a lot of like a lot of big families, so sometimes it's a necessity.
Yeah.
So, back up off our goddamn cars. Number 17 is people out in the world in their PJs. I low key have a problem with this. And I'm not gonna lie, I don't do it often.
I'm like torn because
pajamas are, they're comfortable as fuck. Okay,
they are. Like, but I feel what this person is saying. Like, fucking get dressed and be presentable when you go out in public. But also, I'm tired.
Yeah,
I want to get dressed today.
We are going to the store. If you see somebody in their pajamas, they're not trying to shop like full on. Okay, they going in and out. That's what they going in there for. Yeah. Like, maybe to run to get some condoms, possibly. I don't know.
Whatever they're going in for. It needs to be quick.
You don't need no condoms for breakfast?
They don't need to get dressed.
Yeah, pretty much. It was too much to put on jeans. They rolled out of bed, ran in the car, went to get some orange juice, some gin, and they just trying to have a good time.
Like, in our family, on a Sunday or a Saturday, and we're like, oh, let's make breakfast, and, you know, like,
nobody prepared.
Then we, because everyone wants to get freaking dressed, we don't eat breakfast until like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's true.
When everyone woke up at 8 or 9. Yeah,
that's really annoying. This is why I don't even try with y'all. I give up. Like, I'm like, I'm good. I'll stay here. Or half time, you guys don't even invite me. Maybe that's the reason why you guys don't invite me, because you know I'm just going to be annoyed by it and say no. Number 18 is when how are you actually means hello. And people don't give a fuck about how you are.
I do give a fuck, though. I want to know how you are. When I ask you how you're doing, I genuinely want to know. If I don't want to know, I won't ask.
Do you ever just roll into those, like,
bye,
like answering a question before it actually comes out? Or like, you saying, hey, how you doing? And they say something like, I'm great.
Yeah.
Without them even saying, like, oh, how are you?
Yeah.
Expecting them to say that to you.
Yeah, I do that.
And I feel fucking awkward after I. Oh, yeah. You didn't ask.
They didn't ask. Oh, well, yeah, I'll go fuck myself then.
Or you're not listening, you just respond.
Yeah.
So whatever.
I do that all the time where people will be like, oh, it's blah, 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 blah. And I'll be like, haha, yeah. And they'll be like, that is not even relevant to what I just said. And I'll be like,
this makes us bad listeners.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Number 19 says wall mounted shower heads. Bad for rinsing your butt and bad if you're tall.
So I think I did see that one actually. I think I did read the whole list. I just didn't remember them.
Yeah.
But you know how most shower, or not most, what you can have the ones that have the whole wand where you can take it off the wall.
The holes and everything.
So, I mean, you know, some places just haven't upgraded yet. Okay, cost money to get new shower heads.
I'm about to say it's 2017. Like, we need to upgrade to shower heads with the hose now.
Yeah.
although I don't have a problem with this. I mean, the water runs down your back.
Yeah.
So there you go. Wash your ass.
It's not a big deal to me.
Ain't that big of a deal. Number 20.
Maybe it's not a big deal, though, because I have a shower head that has a hose. So I might feel differently if I was back to the old days.
This one's kind of stupid to me, at least. It says number 20 is the fact that all your currency looks identical. It's all pretty much the same color and size.
I mean, yeah, it's the same size, but like ones and fives, I think, are the only green ones, because up from there, they're like different shades of pink and purple and blue.
Actually, The $10 bill is the only one that's orange.
Orange. Okay. Yeah. The 50 is blue or purple. And the
is it really purple?
Yeah, the 20 is like a blue green color, and
so they're trying to be different.
Yeah,
but before it wasn't. They were all the same kind.
Yeah, it used to be that
green.
Way. Yeah,
yeah.
But okay, sorry, we don't have all like the fancy money from other countries. I'd be like, that's not money. That's
an artwork.
That's an ad or something. It's all shiny and glittery, and it's.
I don't want this propaganda. Get this out of my hand.
Trying to make me vote for someone? I don't even, what is this?
Number 21 is getting carded when you're old enough to be a grandparent. Why is that a problem?
I mean, they're just trying to cover themselves, you know? I think
they would feel comfortable, like they would be happy about that.
Okay, listen, when I don't get carded, I am so offended because I'm only 26. So when they don't ask for my card, I'm like, wait, hold on. Do I look old enough to not be carded? I don't want to be old enough to not be carded.
And I don't know if...
But like, there's some places like Chipotle.
Yeah.
Or Target. You're not allowed to check out unless they swipe your ID and it reads it.
Like, I've seen that happen. So it's not now.
Like they're being like, oh, I don't believe that you're old enough. It's literally like the system of the place. Yeah. So.
And it's their job. They should be doing it any goddamn way. So get over it, old people.
Yeah.
Shit. I've been able to buy alcohol without being carded a couple of times. Yeah, maybe it's the beard.
Actually, at Ralph's around the corner, because we go at like 3 o'clock in the morning. I think.
You're making it sound like we're alcoholics.
I think I've only been carded there like twice. And one time I was, so I'd never seen this cashier actually. And he goes, I pulled out my ID to like show it to him because I wanted to be carded. And he was like, oh no, I've seen you before. And then, but he took it anyway. And then he was like, oh no, I feel like I would remember a name like Heaven. So he was like, I guess I haven't seen you before. And I'm like, what? I don't feel like my face is that
racist.
Yeah. Just, all black people look alike.
Number 22 is weirdly flavored lattes. And they go to name some. Pumpkin spice, s'mores, peppermint, unicorn. It's like we don't actually like coffee. I don't think that... Are these lattes even coffee? I mean...
Pumpkin spice latte
is it has coffee in it. But honestly, they're like, why so many flavors?
I mean, it's back to the whole flavored thing.
That's true.
It's just...
We're obsessed with
what we do.
Flavored stuff, okay?
Yeah. I heard the... actually, when the unicorn frappuccino...
Did you try that?
I didn't because I heard it was nasty. Literally, like everyone I talked to was like, no, it's...
What did it taste like?
So apparently it tasted like... Like it was like mango vanilla with sour sauce. But so the funniest thing is the first time I ever heard anyone review it was Macklemore on his Instagram story. And he was like, it tastes like liquid dookie. And I was like, okay, well, I don't need to try that then.
Thanks, Mac, for the update.
For helping us out. Saving me $5.
Number 23 is easy cheese, and I've never heard of this shit before, but I'm guessing it's a cheese in a can.
Yeah, cheese in a can.
I've never done that shit. That sounds gross to me.
But I know it like exists. If you've ever seen the Goofy movie, he has it. Remember, he's on the cracker and he's like cheddar.
True. I just think that's gross. Like,
yeah, that's
no.
freaking nasty.
And they fucking put it on a pretzel.
It's basically Velveeta. They put it on pretzel cracker.
That shit ain't cheese. You can't put no goddamn cheese in a can.
Yeah, no, I don't know what it is, but I feel like it's...
Oh, is there only 23 things?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That was fast. Do we got any more to add to this list?
Well, I've only ever been to Mexico, and...
What's the weird thing they do in Mexico, or are we doing nice... What the fuck?
They actually didn't... Okay, so the last time I went to Mexico, I was 15. And the legal age to drink in Mexico is actually 18.
Question. Did you drink the water?
No.
You're not supposed to.
My dad did, though, and he did get sick, so.
Sick like what? Like throwing up or shitting all over the place?
Yeah, both.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was rough. But anyway, so we went and I was 15.
Maybe a couple of the glasses of water in Mexico will help me drop some pounds.
Yeah. Oh, and a parasite. I swallowed a tapeworm. No,
from Mexico.
But I was 15, so was my cousin, and my friend actually went with us too. And we went to one of the liquor stores, and the guy was like, "You have to be 18, but I'll sell it to you anyway." And we were like, "Okay," because my friend wanted to buy alcohol.
That's how they get down to Mexico.
Yeah. Oh, and then they had like this like casino night that we went to. Okay, and the people were walking around and they were offering drinks, and I was like, oh, just have the strawberry daiquiri. assuming that they would give me virgin, because when I was with my parents,
yeah,
they were giving me virgin strawberry daiquiris.
Yeah.
They brought me one with actual alcohol in it, and I was like, ugh. At that point, I was not an alcoholic.
You know, how old were you?
I was 15.
Whoa, what the freak?
The DIN card, nothing. It was just like, okay.
That's how Mexico gets down.
Hey, that's how we need to get down in the United States. Just kidding, no.
No.
No, no, no.
God, no.
I think the legal drinking age needs to be raised.
Over 21?
Yeah.
What the heck? What do you mean?
I think it's the people that are 21 are not responsible enough to
That's
be
true.
Drinking.
Especially, well, college students still drink. I think if you raise the limit, they're going to find a way to get it even more.
Yeah.
It's funny. You put restrictions on shit, and then it, like, makes you want it more.
Yeah, it's true. Because, like, I feel like my friends whose parents let them do whatever they wanted were kids that didn't do bad stuff. Like, the ones that were sneaking around are the ones that got in
always getting
the
in trouble. Yeah,
the other ones, their parents were like, yeah, you can drink. They were like, I don't feel like drinking. And the other kids were like, give me all of that drink.
Is that how you gonna parent your kids?
Chew gum after.
You gonna parent your kids that way?
Like, let them do whatever they want.
Hey, if you want to drink, go ahead and grab the cabinet.
I don't know. I don't want to say that I will, because it's illegal to let children drink. But I don't know. I don't think that I'll be the parent that'll be like, no, you can't do anything at all, because I don't want. They're going to do it whether you want them to or not.
And so, then they'll probably do it with the wrong people.
Yeah.
Getting a car crash, drinking and driving,
yeah,
smoking or cigarettes.
Even with sex. Like,
marijuana, laced with shit.
Tell your kids not to have sex. But I'm like, look. Your kids are going to have sex.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to be like, look, if you're going to do it, let me know. I'll be cool about it. I just want to make sure you have the proper protection and whatnot.
Ain't trying to have no babies
right
at an early age or sexually transmitted diseases.
Yeah.
Shit ain't good. Destroys your life.
So as we've said many times before.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
And take those pills. Right?
Take those pills, yeah.
I don't think we say take those pills enough.
We didn't.
Yeah. Birth control.
Get it.
To our Catholics listening, though,
don't do bad stuff.
Yeah, just don't do bad stuff, okay? You shouldn't be having sex anyway because you're Catholic. You know the goddamn rules. You're supposed to be married first, okay? Do right by God and your faith.
Stay close to Jesus.
He is your friend. Okay, I think we are.
Sing a song?
I think we're done for tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta go to bed.
I don't, but.
I really don't like my job.
Brenton's quitting tomorrow.
I'm not gonna quit tomorrow. I can't afford to. I gotta make this money. Gonna make that. That's not the song. What is that mean? What is that song?
Save that money.
Oh, save that money.
Save that money.
All right, you guys. So thanks again for listening to us. Another episode of the Pile of Chaos. If you like it, do a like and subscribe and Rewind for Rewind. And give us a little comment below. Again, we are hoping to like put out some merch. If y'all want that shit, let us know. We'll make some fucking t-shirts and put that shit out there on sale. You can support the cause of this podcast that we have no sponsors on. Probably never will have
sponsor
any sponsors
us.
On. Cause we,
even though we say really bad stuff.
Yeah, I cuss sponsors too much. Anyway, I mean, we got friends and family that can sponsor us. I mean, like, it ain't got to be a whole lot. You know, like, come on now. Throw a dollar our way. Shit. That dollar can go towards shit. I don't know. What can it go towards?
it could go towards my gas.
There you go.
It could go towards me.
Electricity bill?
Eating Chick-fil-A so I don't have to spend my own money.
Whoa. Okay.
Because I don't support Chick-fil-A.
Hey, and if you would like to be a part of the podcast, by all means, hit us up.
Yeah, we love having guests. So
we will pay for your Uber out here to Fontana.
I won't do that. Brenton will do that.
I'm joking. Fuck that. I'm joking. But seriously, though.
We'll drive to you. How about that?
Oh, I don't mind that, actually. Yeah. Show up to their house and, like, set up and just have a little talk.
And we're going to... So, yeah, comment below. Mm. I didn't say comment below at all this entire episode. So, comment below if you want to be in an episode.
There you go.
And we'll come to you. We make house calls. We expect to get booty in return.
Stop talking. That's enough. No, we're not worth that. All right. Commas and periods. Over and out.
Bye.